السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Yesterday we were discussing a dua of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and for the benefit of the listeners of Al Ansar I am repeating some of the things which I have already mentioned So Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام in that dua taught the ummah that we must seek protection in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from the zawal of ni'mat. I explained yesterday that the zawal of ni'mat is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed us with different bounties, different ni'mats. And zawal means that that ni'mat is taken away. A person, his sight is lost. His hearing is lost. His speech is lost. Or any other ni'mat like wealth, property, gold, silver, savings, earnings is snatched away, taken away, lost. And sometimes we only think of ni'mats in the material sense. Whereas some of the greatest ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala are the spiritual ni'mats. When we are talking about zawal of ni'mat, we must not only think of money. All the time we think of money. Or we think of health. Or we think of some wealth and property. Spiritual ni'mat of iman. We must ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for protection. It's a great ni'mat, zawal of iman. If that means if there's a zawal, if there's a loss of iman, then that person is going to suffer perpetually in the fire of Jahannam. So it is a great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There was one person from Kabul, a very poor person. His clothes were tattered and torn. He hardly had much to really talk about. If you had to look at him, you'll say this person in our language is a real battler. But he used to say that I am the richest person. Main bahut maldar hoon. If somebody asks him, he says, kya hal hai? He says, alhamdulillah, bahut maldar hoon. So they ask him, what do you mean by that? Bahut maldar hoon, I'm very rich. And yet if you look at your outward condition, it seems like you are in need of some bread and some money for your other necessities. So he says, nahi, Allah Ta'ala ne mujhe ni'mat-e-iman di hai. Now look at this poor person. Now when he used to say, Allah Ta'ala ne mujhe ni'mat-e-iman di hai, at that time it was not just words from his mouth and lips. You could believe that this person is saying it from his heart. That he was, if he was any ordinary beggar, then he would have said, yes, I'm in a very poor condition and please assist me and help me. But here he is still begging of Allah Ta'ala whatever he must be begging. But when somebody asked him, how are you and what, then he used to say, Alhamdulillah, I'm very rich because Allah Ta'ala has blessed me with the ni'mat of Iman. So those who have got the akhirat in front of them and those who really know what this great ni'mat of Iman is, so then they will seek protection of this great ni'mat of Iman. And especially in our conditions, when this ni'mat of Iman is being snatched away, just for a few miserable hampers, sometimes the person loses his Iman. Just for one pretty face, people have given away their Iman. Just because the woman's pretty face, and she was of a different faith, and this person had gave away his Iman. So this Iman is such a precious commodity, but it is lost in these days for miserable coins. A person is in his business and there he is tempted with some haram deal and that person's iman is tested there and it goes away. So many times the person forgets that he's a Muslim, that he's got iman with him and that zawal of that iman comes away. Watching sometime haram things over a period of time, it decreases that iman and then the stage comes when that iman is sometimes totally lost. We know of many, many people who at some time in their lives, they were someone. They were doing ibadah, zikr, tilawat, and they were doing lots of deen work and everything. They were giving charities and they were engaged in a lot of ibadat, hajj and umrahs. And then suddenly, aise waise kaise kaise ho gaye, kaise kaise aise waise ho gaye. How many people, aise waise kaise kaise ho gaye. that they were nothing to be really talked about. There were so many people that we used to think that what is this person? He's a sinful person. He's in the bars sometimes, sometimes in the casino, sometimes he's in zina, sometimes in some other sin. But then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave that person hidayat and he went to the heights. He went to great heights and became walis of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Hazrat Fuzail ibn Iyaz, he was a robber, a highway robber. But after his sincere tawbah, when he returned the goods and property of everyone from whom they had stolen those goods, and this is a long incident, but after that he became a great sardar of the walis. So aise waise kaise kaise ho gaye, or kaise kaise aise waise ho gaye. And so many people were at heights, but because of their pride and because of their arrogance and because of the other secret sins that they used to commit and give people the impression that we are very pious and we are very righteous, but in the secrecy of the privacy of their lives, at that time they used to indulge in certain sins consistently. There was no giving up of those sins and there was no sincere tawbah from their sins. So kaise kaise aise waise ho gaye. So they came away right down. So therefore this zawal is not only of material things. The person must also ask Allah Ta'ala for protection of these spiritual ni'mats. Sometimes a person is gifted or is given this great ni'mat of tahajjud, is given the ni'mat of performing ishraq, is given this great ni'mat of giving charities, is given the great ni'mat of doing other kind of ibadat. So these are all gifts from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. You must not only think of money as gift. These are also gifts of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So the person is saying, Allahumma inni a'uzu bika min zawali ni'mati. Oh Allah, I seek protection in you from the zawal of this ni'mat. That this ni'mat vanishes from my life. It disappears, it is snatched away, it is taken away. Ya Allah, I'm asking for protection. So protection of all the ni'mats, whether material or spiritual. In Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'mati and wa tahawwuli afiyatik, because it's a hadith of Mishkat Sharif and in the commentary it is given that here tahawwul means this sudden change and this abrupt transformation and change. That one is that the person's ni'mat is gone, so it's gone, but in place of that now the person is going to suffer some other kind of calamity and some other kind of problem and some other kind of disaster in his life. As I explained yesterday, that the person's money is not only stolen, but they are given a good hiding, a good beat up, and the person lands in hospital, and sometimes his eyes are lost, sometimes his heart, sometimes his liver, sometimes his lung, different things are affected. Or the property got burnt out completely, now he doesn't even have a home to live in. The person ends up as a refugee sometimes. So he's asking Allah Ta'ala for protection, because these are times of fitnas and calamities are coming suddenly. People don't know within seconds what can happen. None of us know. The person is comfortable. He doesn't even have any kind of anticipation of some problem. And within seconds the azab or the bala or the musibat comes away, or a trial and test. Could be azab, could be trial and test. That difficulty in which the person's zikr increases, in which his remembrance of Allah Ta'ala increases, then that is a ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah wants this person to make more Allah Allah. So sometimes he puts him through some difficulties and those difficulties bring him closer to Allah Ta'ala. Then it's a ni'mat. But that difficulty in which the person forgets Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, his sins increase. There are many people who, when there are some difficulties in their lives, then they increase their sins. Like I mentioned in one of my talks, the person tells me, well, now what must I do when I have somebody telephone from somewhere and says, I've got a lot of problem and I want some kind of wazifa to read. And then, talking to the person, it was quite clear that the person was suffering from some form of depression. So, continuing the discussion, then I asked the person, I said, look, you know, you must tell me the truth. You know, what is your lifestyle like? And in the lifestyle, of course, something that was glaring was that 5-6 hours of television watching and viewing at night. Now the person sleeps 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. And when I said that, look, these are the things that bring this depression, worries, problems, until we don't give up sins, this wazifas also won't have any effect. Then he says, what do I do when I don't get sleep? So to find a solution to my problem of depression, then I start watching till late hours. In other words, the person is trying to make wuzu, is trying to wash away some impurity and najasat which has fallen on his clothes with urine. Now if the person is going to try to wash with urine, you think he's going to become pak. So we have to realize this, that with sins, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not accept these wazifas. Wazifas are an aid, they are a help. If the person makes dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sincerely, Allah ta'ala will accept and change his conditions. But we have to give up sins. To sit with sins and say that we want to be reading this wazifa all our life, we'll continue reading but we won't get the effect. So zawal of ni'mat, tahawul of afiyat. We are asking Allah ta'ala for protection that from the loss of spiritual ni'mats and material ni'mats and physical ni'mats, and that it must not be replaced with some other kind of bala. And then wafuja'ati niqmatik, and the sudden coming of calamities. Now this is what I just mentioned now, that it comes very suddenly in all the countries of the world, wherever disaster came. Go and ask those people, and in our country too. We have suffered also here so many different kinds of disasters, and we are not even far away from the Zamgeni River. I recall those days when the rain was pouring continuously over a number of days, and the flood waters, what damage it had caused, and how everybody's hearts were in their mouths fearing what more damage can be done. But we forget those things. Allah Ta'ala sends them suddenly so that we may get up from our slumber and our sleep. So we are asking Allah Ta'ala for this protection also. Fuja'ati niqmatik. And then I think we came up to jamia sakhatik, and from all kinds of anger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We are asking Allah Ta'ala for protection, because all the azab that came on the nations of the past, they all came because of Allah Ta'ala's anger. That Allah is very, very tolerant. Look at our lives. We commit so much of sins day and night, but look at Allah Ta'ala's tolerance. That in spite of our sins, how much of food He gives us to eat, He gives us to drink, He gives us clothes to wear, He gives us shelter, He gives us transport, He gives us lovely children. He gives us so much of ni'mats in spite of our sins. Who can be more tolerant than Allah Ta'ala? But then there is a limit, that when the person just becomes persistent and does not make tawbah, does not return to Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sends down some azab. So we are asking Allah Ta'ala not to become angry with us, because the anger of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is worse than the fire of Jahannam. The anger of Allah Ta'ala is worse than the fire of Jahannam, because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in his dua, he says, Allahumma inni as'aluka ridaka wal jannah. O Allah, I seek your pleasure and jannat. Meaning that the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala is more greater a ni'mat than even jannat. The pleasure and the happiness of Allah Ta'ala is greater a ni'mat than even jannat. Wa'uzu bika min sakhatika wal nar. And the same sakhat, the anger of Allah Ta'ala. You say, ask Allah for protection from your anger and from the azab of Jahannam. So first he asks Allah for protection from his anger. Because if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala becomes angry, then the people of the world and all the wealth of the world and all the bounties that we have and every person in whatever position he may be, but nobody can come to our assistance if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has become angry and He has unleashed that anger. So therefore He is asking Allah Ta'ala for protection from that anger. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ سَخَطِكَ وَالنَّارِ. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that make this dua, Allahumma inni a'uzu bika min zawali ni'matik. Read it after me. Allahumma inni a'uzu bika min zawali ni'matik wa tahawwuli afiyatik wa fujaati niqmatik wa jami'i sakhatik. It's on page 11 of the treasures of from the Quran and Sunnah. That booklet is available here in the library. So see there and learn this dua. It is for our own benefit that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us this dua. So if we look at the nations of the past, which were destroyed, some with gale force winds, some with earthquake, some with flood waters, some with a loud screech and sound, and in different forms, and the form of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam with the raising of the ground up to the skies and then turning it upside down and then raining stones on them again. All that was when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's anger was unleashed, and it knew no bounds after that. Nobody could come to their assistance. So we ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for protection. And something that I have repeatedly mentioned in my bayans, that if Allah Ta'ala is happy, then we've got gardens of Jannat in our heart. If Allah Ta'ala is happy, then we've got gardens in our heart. Or not Jannat only, we've got the creator of Jannat in our hearts. And if Allah Ta'ala is unhappy, we can have everything, but we haven't got anything. Jisse hain aap khush is jahan mein, wo shab o roz hai gulsitan mein. Jisse hain aap khush is jahan mein, wo shab o roz hai gulsitan mein. Dekh kar mere ashke nadamat, abre rahmat ki barish hai jahan mein. Jisse hain aap khush is jahan mein, wo shab o roz hai gulsitan mein. O Allah, with whomsoever you are pleased, he is day and night in gardens. Because if Allah Ta'ala, who is the creator of gardens, is pleased with this person, then day and night he is in gardens. But another beautiful couplet, Mana ke meer gulshan e jannat to dur hai, arif hai magar dil mein khaliq e jannat liye hue. Mana ke meer gulshan e jannat to dur hai, arif hai magar dil mein khaliq e jannat liye hue. O meer, I know that jannat is far, far away. But the one who is an arif of Allah Ta'ala, he has got the creator of those gardens in his heart. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of staying away from sins, from evil, from haram, from forbidden things, so that Allah Ta'ala may become pleased with us. And if Allah Ta'ala is pleased with us, then we will find peace in our lives, we will find happiness, we will find contentment, we will find tranquility, serenity, joy and everything else, because the creator of happiness will then be in our hearts. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow if Allah Ta'ala gives life and health and opportunity to continue. وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين.